Azerbaijan GP 2024, McLaren's constructors lead over Red Bull Seismic, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2024-09-15T18:06:07.316Z, description colon after starting the 2023 season with one of the slowest cars, McLaren celebrate a huge milestone by taking over a constructors' championship leaders, McLaren's constructors lead a seismic development, image source, Getty Images image caption, McLaren team principal Andrea Stella, left, says leading the constructors' title after Baku is a huge milestone, Andrew Benson, F1 correspondent, published, September 15, 2024. Lando Norris was torn between disappointment and delight after the Azerbaijan Grand Prix. The disappointment stemmed from, as he put it, what could have been, and a possible victory he felt he had been unfairly deprived of fighting for by some bad luck in qualifying. But delight that the race had been won by his teammate Oscar Piastri, that Norris himself had played a significant part in that victory, and that McLaren had ended the day replacing Red Bull as leaders of the Constructors' Championship. This is a seismic development, even if it has felt like it has been coming for a while, such has been McLaren's run of form, and Red Bull's precipitous tumble from their pedestal. This is the first time McLaren have led the Constructors' Championship for more than a decade, since the first race of 2014. And even that was an anomaly. Their car was uncompetitive at the start of that season. They just had a decent result in a race in which faster cars faltered for one reason or another. McLaren last won the constructors' title in 1998, albeit they scored more points than any other team in 2007, only to be disqualified because of the Spygate controversy. It has been a long road back to here. And team principal Andrea Stella summed up the achievement well. We don't have to forget that at the start of 2023 we were last when we started the season and now we lead the classification, he said. It is a huge milestone, possible thanks to the great work and hard work and quality of work of the entire team. Stella went on to emphasize, though, the importance of not letting it distract them from the job in hand. This second is already over, Stella said. We don't look at the classification. We just focus on executing at every single event, delivering the upgrades we still plan to take to the future races. Because the car is still not fast enough to create some boring races, which is not in the interests of F1 but is definitely the way we want to go racing. So we have work to do to make the car faster. We need to remain humble and keep the feet on the ground because there is not much to choose between the top teams. From Red Bull's perspective, the milestone is every bit as big. This is the first time they have not led a championship since after the Emilia-Romagna Grand Prix in 2022, 2.5 years ago. Max Verstappen won 7 of the first 10 races this season. But he has not won for 7 Grands Prix, and unless there is some kind of miracle turnaround, that run is likely to extend to 8, for Singapore next weekend is very much not Red Bull's kind of track, and they expect to struggle there. In the Drivers' Championship, Norris clawed back only 3 points on Verstappen in Baku, and as a result the average of points per race he needs to gain on the Red Bull driver to beat him by the end of the year increased slightly, when McLaren went into Baku hoping it would reduce. But given the circumstances of the weekend, that was very much a win for Norris, even if he did not mention it. This video cannot be played. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. Media caption, F1 in 10 years, Lando Norris on his vision for the future of Formula 1, it was unfair and ruined my weekend. Piastri and Norris finished 1st and 4th in Baku at the end of a race they had started 2nd and 15th. Piastri's win was brilliant. Norris' rise just as remarkable. The fact he caught, passed, and beat Verstappen, despite starting the race 9 places behind the Red Bull driver, surprised both Norris and Stella. Why did Norris start so low down? He was unlucky to catch a brief yellow flag in the first part of qualifying. McLaren felt the yellows, for the slow-moving Alpine of Esteban Ocon as he came onto the pit straight, were not even necessary. But they forced him to abort his lap, and he was knocked out after the first session. Norris qualified 17th, but gained back two places following penalties for Alpine's Pierre Gasly and Mercedes' Lewis Hamilton. Norris was still brooding about it after the race. "It was out of my control," Norris said. "It was something that was unfair, and cost me a good amount of points in the championship today and ruined my weekend. It's disappointing, especially because of how good the car was today. I'm the guy thinking about what could have been, not what we did today necessarily. The car was flying. It was so good it almost made me more annoyed about yesterday and how silly that yellow flag was." That's the glass half empty side of Norris. The glass half full version was also on show. That was when he considered how he had not only held Verstappen at bay on older tires for a number of laps after the Red Bull driver's pit stop, but actually pulled away once Alex Albon's Williams had pitted out of Norris' way. Then, after Norris' own later stop, he clawed back 15 seconds on Verstappen and passed him for what at the time was sixth place, but became fourth when Ferrari's Carlos Sainz and Red Bull's Sergio Perez crashed while disputing third place with two laps to go. "To create a gap ahead of him and to box and to still overtake him," Norris said. "I wasn't expecting to do to such a thing." Stella said, "I would never have said we would beat Verstappen on track." For Norris, better even than that was the way he had helped Piastri to victory. Perez, who ran third in the first stint, had pitted for fresh tires before Piastri, and was on course to be ahead after the McLaren made its stop. But Perez had rejoined behind Norris, running a long first stint on a reverse strategy, starting on the hard tires. And Norris was able to delay the Red Bull just enough to ensure Piastri rejoined the track still in second place behind race leader Charles Leclerc's Ferrari. Without Lando's help, Perez would have pitted ahead of Oscar, Stella said. So 50% of Oscar's victory is shared with Lando. It shows we are approaching racing as a team. And it was this, rather than beating Verstappen, that was the highlight of Norris Day. Norris said, "The main point was I defended against Checo, allowed him to not get ahead of Oscar and that allowed Oscar to get a win. I did my small part for the team, which I'm really happy for, because it got us P1 in the constructors. That's the thing that makes me the happiest." Andrew Benson Q&A, send us your questions, published August 26. How to follow the Singapore Grand Prix on the BBC, published 17 hours ago, Will Genius Newey turn Aston Martin into winners, published 5 days ago, Phenomenal driver, brilliant drive, Norris race was outstanding on every level. Stella said, absolutely brilliant execution from Lando's point of view. I can't see any point in the 51 laps in which he could have done a better job today. But it was at least matched by Piastri on his way to victory. The decisive moment of the race came just after the pit stops. Leclerc had dominated the first stint, pulling out a 6-second lead over Piastri in 15 laps, and looked in control. Piastri made his stop a lap before Leclerc, and somehow the gap came down to 1.5 seconds. Leclerc said Ferrari would have to look into how he had incurred such an unusually large loss. Two laps later, Piastri was on the Ferrari's tail. And from there he made an audacious, surprise attack into turn one and grabbed the lead, before spending the rest of the race holding the Ferrari at bay with a master class of defensive driving. Finally, Leclerc's challenge fell away when his tires cried enough with three laps to go. Piastri came from so far back to pass the Ferrari that, in the car, Leclerc felt the McLaren was going to overshoot. Piastri wasn't even sure himself. "I was pleasantly surprised that I actually made the corner," Piastri said. "It was a high risk, high commitment move, but that's what I needed to do to try and win the race because, you know, I wasn't really going to be that keen to finish second. So I had to try." On the McLaren pit wall, Stella was just as impressed. "My instinct was, he is going to go long," Stella said. "I wanted to emphasize the precision and execution to be on the apex curb in corner one. I was surprised, but Oscar is always surprising us with his talent and ability, and today he gave also a demonstration of his mental strength. He drove like a driver that has a lot of experience and has been under this kind of pressure before, who can look with one eye on the mirror and one on the braking. And he did it with great precision and pretty controlled. Phenomenal driver, brilliant drive. Image source, Getty Images. Image caption, McLaren took victory in picturesque Baku, once again denying Ferrari's Charles Leclerc. Verstappen's lead is still decent, the coordination at McLaren was the kind of teamwork they had come into the weekend planning, if not quite the way they expected. In the days before Baku, Stella revealed in an exclusive interview with BBC Sport that McLaren had agreed with the drivers that Piastri would help Norris in his bid to overhaul Verstappen if the circumstances arose. The yellows in qualifying put paid to that, and instead Norris ended up helping Piastri. But Stella said they would review things again before Singapore. It would be no surprise if Norris was to get the backing he needs over the next 7 races. At Red Bull, Verstappen was in a matter-of-fact sort of mood. Was this a wasted opportunity to extend his lead over Norris, he was asked. Yeah, it is, but you can also turn it around, he said. I think they could have done a better job as well. How did he feel about losing the Constructors' Championship lead? It is never nice to see that. It didn't help what happened with Checo and Carlos. I am sure we can do better. The party is not over yet. We will try to get that back. And his thoughts on the Drivers' Championship? They need to have a perfect end to the year, he said. The gap is still decent. Norris, for his part, does not like to talk about the Drivers' Championship. He says he is just taking it one race at a time. But he understands the significance of McLaren's achievement in getting to where they are. The team are giving us a car that can go out and win, he said. Think back to the first race of the year, we were behind Mercedes. And now we are a long way ahead of them. They have done a good job. We have done an amazing job to catch Red Bull. To be outscoring and outpacing them and to be the top team in F1 is something we should be very proud of. This video cannot be played. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. Media caption, F1 in 10 years, the Grand Prix Ball, related topics. Formula 1, top stories, live. Football latest, Premier League reaction and Phil McNulty Q&A, Cowboys, Ravens and 49ers lose on NFL Sunday of shocks, published 5 hours ago, Anderson a target for USA's Major League Cricket, published 4 hours ago, elsewhere on the BBC, from space exploration to the importance of our names. Matthew Syed explores the ideas that shape our lives with stories of seeing the world differently, exclusive access to extraordinary hotels, take a look behind. The scenes from the ultimate in luxury to jaw-dropping locations, the comedy podcast which takes history seriously, learn and laugh about the past with Greg Jenner and his guests, Jason Manford joins the new series of Waterloo Road, the new school year brings a new academy status, new school building and a new head teacher. Elsewhere in sport, Cowboys, Ravens and 49ers lose on NFL Sunday of shocks, Anderson a target for USA's Major League Cricket. Watch Solheim Cup's best shots as USA beat Europe in thriller.